welcome everybody to another great podcast. We're very excited about this one. We've got the Motley Crue Body Brew people with us today. And today you are that is truer than true. There is no one alive that is youer than you, Dr. Seuss. Being true to the South African representation, Motley Crue are made up of individuals of different backgrounds, appearances, and character, but all with the same goal of giving the best product range of toiletries for your tween, to keep them both and yourself happy. They celebrate a variety of individuals, catering for kids between the ages of 8 and 13 years. Keeping in mind that they stay both fun and fashionable, Motley Crue ensures profession and expert care if they put into every product made for your tween. Starting at your child's skincare could not be easier. With all the products made with aloe vera and shea butter, they are sure to look good and even feel better. Thank you so much. Welcome, Karen, Estella, and Louisa.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Motley Crue, tell us a little bit about your journey, Louisa. When did you guys start? A specific focus that you have on the ranges and the kids specifically. So, tell us a little bit about the journey. Why? What is your why?
Wow. Yeah, that's a good question and quite an easy one, I think, to answer. I think why we went into this initially is that we've all got kids between the ages of 8 and 13 or 14 now, and you know, we found it exceptionally difficult going out into the trade and trying to find products that weren't a little, you know, too young or babyish for them. You know, they eventually start getting past that stage of Spider-Man and Batman and Dora the Explorer, and also that weren't not too mature. You know, skincare ranges like Clearasil and deodorants like Axe. You know, we really felt that there was nothing in between that we could find for our own kids, which then led to the idea of, you know, why don't we create something for tweens in South Africa, something that speaks to them, something that they enjoy looking at, a design that speaks to them and that they like. And that's how the idea, I guess, came about initially. And we got chatting. Stella was the one who brought the idea up initially and got chatting to me about it, and eventually we needed a creative person, somebody that could translate it all and all the ideas that we got from the kids. You know, we had amazing focus groups with girls and boys from different ages, and they gave us great insight into what it is that they wanted, you know, from packaging to design to smell, and products that they would actually use, you know, not that their parents were forcing them to use. And then, yeah, with Karen's creative genius, we were able to bring that to life.
Well, I think you did a fantastic job. I'll tell you how you even got me. If I look at your product on shelf, it sort of just takes it. It feels a bit more serious, and then it's still very you know, well priced on the shelf, and it almost feels to me like kids are growing up a lot faster nowadays, and that you sort of catered for that specific need. Did you know, when you get to that age, you're a little bit more aware now, and you know, you don't want a Spider-Man or a Superman bottle in your shower or in your bathroom anymore. So I think that you've done it creatively. Karen, I know that you were involved creatively. How did you guys come up with that sort of design?
Well, first we came up with a name, and we wanted our brand to represent all kids, all South African kids, and, you know, have the ethos of kids accepting each other and loving each other for their differences because they are different, and celebrating those differences. And then the rest of the brand sort of built up from there. Once we had our name, we designed the logo, and then, as Louisa said, we had our focus groups and we ran it by the kids. So they also had the input, what they liked and what they didn't like. And then we just came up with the colors, and everything's bright and fun, and it's supposed to be a very happy brand, and a brand where kids, not just, you know, also on social media and on TikTok, hopefully can engage with it and sort of, we want to have this Motley Crue sort of culture where kids just feel comfortable and enjoy it, you know. So that's how we did it.
I saw some of your content on YouTube, I think you're definitely going to hit the mark on that. But, you know, you have to also have a great product, and it also has to serve the purpose. And we always say, yeah, that you can't just ask for some emotional support, being South African, but product has to be good. And also retailers want it to be good because they want to ensure a sell-out, a process, but they also want to make sure that there's after-sale and care, that love that goes into the brand afterwards. What's your philosophy on that, Louisa?
So that's exactly it. I mean, you know, we want to put to, or we believe we put together a good product. We're not aimed at the high end of the market. We are catering to everybody. You know, our brand is inclusive, and we want everybody to be able to have access to it. So, you know, although we focus on great packaging and great design, our product is good. It's very much in line with a lot of the other products that are out there at the moment. But we wanted to make sure that we were still well priced, you know, that that we were accessible, that everybody could own some Motley Crue.
We have spent an enormous amount of time going back and circling back to the kids to let them choose the fragrances that they enjoy. We've also enhanced the formulation with shea butter as well as aloe vera. Aloe vera is there to kind of calm the skin, and shea butter just provides that extra little bit of moisturizer. And then they are all wherever it is applicable. They are paraben free. They are pH balanced, and we have got the Proudly South African accreditation as well as the Beauty Without Cruelty accreditation. Because we do know that this generation, those kind of movements, is really important to them. So it was important for us to be able to be accredited as Beauty Without Cruelty and Proudly South African.
You know, and I know that when people listen to this, you know, one, we are a lot more informed and want to be informed what we put onto our skins, not just on our skins, but what we feed our bodies. And I think if you think about the sensitivity of kids at that age, so people just want to hear this care that goes into the development of products and what type of love we put into our products when we make things, yeah, and when we support people that do these type of, you know, take these steps to ensure that our kids, you know, live a better and healthier life and happier life. And I know that that could perhaps sounds a little bit dramatic, but that is a reality, you know. And then it's not just a product. We always say, who are you behind the shelf and the label? And if people can just, we want to get to a place where next time that you take the Motley Crue body cream, or when you next time you buy any one of their products, and I know they've got a wide range, just think about Stella, Louisa, and Corin, the development team, and then the support chain. So firstly, how they research and develop these products, how they take care and love in what they produce, then the value chain that it ultimately represents. You know, so many lives depends on the support of this business, but then they're not just saying, please support us. They're saying, this is what we've done and the development that we've put into and the thought and the care and the love that we've put into our product. So I really want to congratulate all three of you for that. And it's amazing to hear that from business owners.
Well, thank you very much.
So, journey to retail, thanks. It's not an easy one. A lot of people fear it. A lot of small businesses fear it. How did you get onto the shelves of Eclix? Do you also sell wholesale? I know it's three questions in one, because then you've got the online store, you've got the wholesale side on the Eclix side, I'm assuming. And then have you also got to salons that ultimately also handle kids and or kids studios?
Because it's a local brand, and we're just three normal, ordinary parents of children, our pockets are not as deep as a global company.
Yes.
So we have to be very strategic in how we approach where we put our products. We obviously wanted to make it accessible to a consumer, so we had to go to a bigger retailer so that they can give us the footprint. But we knew from the start that we won't have the deep enough pockets to just go too wide and too broad. Within dealing with retailers as a small brand, there are learnings. I mean, it hasn't been an easy ride.
Yeah.
I mean, we've kind of also realized sometimes we need even deeper pockets than what we've realized. And that potentially, you know, the retailer don't care as much about your brand as what you do. So you're the one that has got to drive it. You're the one that has got to keep that passion in the brand, and like I said, you know, if you don't push that wheelbarrow, it doesn't move. So the love and the passion definitely remains with us. We need the national footprint in order for consumers to get there. It is not our wish to expand too quickly, and it's purely just so that we can manage our cash flow and our finances better.
I tell you, you know, just to give people a bit of insight, you know, firstly, a retailer's got enormous feet. They sell a large variety of products, and that has a benefit to smaller companies wanting to stock there because they've got the feet and the marketing ability to get people there. But just think about some of the challenges. You've got rebates in retail store. You've got product stock lossages. You've got a DC that you need to deal with. Then you've got to have huge cash flow in order to maintain shelf space and also then have stock within those shelves. So I know that those are big fundamental problems. And I know that retailers over the years, some of them have adapted, some of them have not, but it's still challenging. So I think it is fantastic that you're taking control of your own brand, because that's ultimately, if you look at the market and where it's going, people, we are hoping and driving people to understand that a little bit more. And where is your biggest sale? Is it still in your retail stores? Can I assume that?
So at the moment, it is definitely still with the retailer, and yeah. You know, Clicks is our biggest retailer and our only retailer that we've launched with. We are and it's a new initiative from our side. We have just started gift sets that we are selling directly from our own website, and we've seen an amazing interest in it in the past few weeks since we've launched it. So that's really exciting for us. We've also partnered with a few other smaller online sites, and we've had interest from other retailers. So I think in time we will, you know, investigate those further and see where that may lead. Obviously, the COVID-19 situation doesn't help things at the moment, but. Yeah, as Stella said, you know, our aim is not to go too big too quickly, but to get it right, you know, to get it right initially and focus on where we are, and then slowly but surely build out that footprint and build out that awareness with the South African consumer.
Yeah, the more
the launch of that e-commerce part of us, I think, has exceeded all our expectations. I mean, it's an apt time to do that due to the COVID situation, but it has definitely performed better than what we actually initially anticipated, which is a great sign. And it just gives us our own portal and our own control over our brand to a certain extent.
Well, you just make me very proud about taking on these challenges every day and still feeling so passionate and energetic about it. I'm really honored about this interview. Yeah, I just wanted to say, but also what they do for you is they put you into Botswana and to Namibia. And the reason I even mention this is that is another benefit of what retailers that are willing to work with local brands. And also they benefit a lot out of that. You know, they don't have to get major stock from overseas, so they don't have to order in containers. It brings up cash flow. They love the idea of local businesses driving marketing, which then drives sales to their stores. So there's a lot of benefit from them also supporting local companies like yourself. Have you seen that or have you seen a shift in that, or do you still think it's an uphill?
I think from a retailer's perspective, you know, at the end of the day, they're there to make money. I think that's the honest truth, you know, and it is amazing, and it is fantastic they are willing to give smaller and newer brands the opportunity to trial. And I do see that a lot of the retailers support South African local brands, which is amazing, you know. But I guess no matter which retailer it is, you know, it does boil down to sales at the end of the day and whether you're making them. And I think that's always going to be the challenge for the smaller brands versus the big international brands that just have got so much money behind them, you know, that they can support with marketing activity and advertising and building that brand awareness at such a scale, and not even that, being able to procure their products at a cheaper price, you know. I think that's probably the biggest obstacle that small brands face, or quantity of scale issues. So, you know, we just can't buy at the same volumes as a bigger brand can and get the discounts that they can. So I do believe the retailers are very willing to support, which is amazing. But yeah, you do need to back it with a sellout.
Yeah, we work with brands, and in every single brand that we've gone into retailers, and hopefully a retailer listens to this and the buyers, is that we've seen success because once a brand allows you to charge a little bit more, and that's all based on the right fundamentals to charge a little bit more, we see that they actually bank rand. And a brand allows you just to charge that slightly more premium, and not necessarily premium, but just that extra little bit of value add of the product that allows the retailers to really benefit from that. And I think that over the next 2 years, we'll see a major shift more and more towards that, because I think the consumer also has the ability to apply some pressure on ensuring that the local retailers stock our local goods.
Yeah.
So
we hope that would...
So, yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I think it's always gonna. Yeah, that's why we do this type of conversations, because we don't want to just force it down anybody's throat. We want to just highlight the great reasons to do business with each other, the value proposition that lies with each other, then the economic footprint that carries, and that's a true partnership. And I think the more we highlight that it's not just a product dump and run, put it on the shelf, hopefully it sells, because I think that there's more consistency and also feasibility in the greater form. So over the last 4 months, I can imagine it's been challenging. I see that in between the last 4 months, which I'm going to assume a lot here, but this business must have also had a lot of challenges. You've also then taken some time to give back. And I saw that you've done recently something with Healwood Primary, Dr. Alkana, is that right?
Yeah, so we've actually been partnering with the online site. There's a Facebook group called The Village in Cape Town, seeing as we're all Cape Town based. And we managed to have a drive where we asked the village, in other words, all the people who subscribe to the Facebook page, you know, to help us and to nominate a needy school who would be deserving of 50 bottles of our hand sanitizer. And we realized there's been so much conversation on social media and the web and just pretty much everywhere about kids returning to school and how safe it is. But, you know, we sometimes forget that it's not a matter of kids returning to school. Some don't even have the option to return to school. Some don't have masks to wear. Some don't have access to soap and water, you know, before school, like running water, let alone hand sanitizers, you know. So it's all great having a big debate about that, but we wanted to make sure that, you know, we've produced hand sanitizers. We are all about kids. I mean, that's what we stand for. We're there to help them. We want to be inclusive. So it lent itself well for us to run a drive like that. And it was a school in Lavender Hill in Cape Town that was the recipient. We met with the headmaster, and yeah, they were ever so grateful to receive the hand sanitizers there to use for their children.
Well, we thank you very much that even in the last 4 months, you've managed to find the spirit and the time to also give back. Tell me, it's maybe some hard questions, but how's the last 4 months been? Are we going to see Motley Crue in the next 10 years still in South Africa?
Yes. And I think I think it was a great time for us, because our product is a local product, and I think everybody is turning back to local shopping and local producers, and online shopping is going up and up with COVID-19. So we actually, this was a great time for us to start establishing our brand and not worrying too much. This was anyway a period where we were building our brand, and it was a good time for us to actually start doing that.
I am so inspired.
Yeah, and I think often COVID like kind of was the catalyst to also that realization of taking ownership of the brand and launching the e-commerce site and exceeding our expectations. And it was great. I think it would have come. It might just not have come at the speed that we eventually implemented it if it wasn't for COVID. You know, so I think a lot of good came from it.
I'm just really grateful to hear those words, because I think that, you know, we are a very compassionate team about what's going on at the moment, that there's real suffering. There was suffering before COVID. There's now just more. I think it's more in our faces than ever, and it's a daily reminder. And people are very negative, and not just negative. They have reasons to be, and we don't want to, you know, tell people always how they have to feel. But there's real greatness that's come out of this, and I feel that together, more than ever, countries in this country, we need to join hands. You know, Stella, Louisa, and Corin. It's not just somebody that is in the distant. You know, these are people that operate in our country. They make things in our country. They've creatively come together to put a product together that has real fundamental value to your, to you and your kids and your family. It has a great economical impact. So what do you want to – does any one of you want to add something where you want to just say something out to any South African men and women at the moment, entrepreneurs in the country, and just also perhaps also to your users and people that buy your products and support them, you so well?
Sure. Well, I'll go from a business perspective. I mean, I think from a business perspective, you know, we often say when times get tough and it gets hard, we say, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Okay. And it is tough. It is really tough. We're on a very, very steep learning curve. We didn't know. I often think if we knew exactly what we were heading into, you won't even start. You know, so it's a good thing you don't always know what lies around the corner. But it has been an amazing learning curve. We have, I think, the feedback that we're getting from our customers and our consumers has been the kind of driving force behind it, because the feedback has just been continuously positive and amazing and great, and that just keeps it going. You know, it has been tough. We did take a knock during COVID, make no mistake, but you know, the brand's not going anywhere, and the three of us definitely aren't, and the passion either.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, and I maybe just want to say, you know, a big thank you to our customers. You know, we have really felt the support. You know, we knew, we realized that, and people have been amazing in contacting us if they can't find the products. You know, they're driving from mall to mall to look for it, which is amazing. You know, people are trialing it. People are interested to hear about it and where it comes from. And that's very encouraging for a new brand like ours. So, you know, we just want to say thank you for the support. And we hope that we can carry on relying on that support and just fly that, you know, proudly South African banner very high.